We're going to start the program with a focus on the battle against ISIS. President Trump is expected to declare victory soon with the capture of the last pocket of territory held by the group in Syria. We're going to hear more about that in a minute. But first, we want to focus on the question of what should happen to the thousands of people who left their home countries either to fight for or live in what they thought would be the caliphate. And we're going to hear about one person whose story made international headlines. Shamima Begum was just 15 years old when she left London 4 years ago with two other teenage girls to become ISIS brides. She married a young Dutch ISIS fighter. They had two children who, she says, both died of malnutrition and disease due to the harsh conditions. Pregnant again, Shamima fled to a refugee camp in Syria 2 weeks ago, where she's just given birth to a baby boy. And, she says, she wants to return home to England. London Times correspondent Anthony Lloyd met Shamima on a reporting trip to a refugee camp in northeastern Syria.
Outwardly, she seems relatively composed and calm, but I imagine she was also deeply traumatized and in huge shock. She'd lost two children recently. She'd just escaped from a battlefield, and she was living in a refugee camp, which is an open prison would be too acute a way of describing it. But I mean, she can't leave. She doesn't know what's going to become of her. So inside, there was a lot of confusion and a lot of shock.
The camp where Anthony Lloyd found her is home to roughly 39,000 refugees. Among them are hundreds of wives, widows, and children of ISIS fighters. He went searching for young British women.
I knew that in this final ongoing battle, some of the mysteries related to European volunteers, wives, and hostages might be revealed, because this was the last bit of land that was being overrun by local allies of the coalition.
But Lloyd said her journey home may not be easy.
Britain has made it clear so far that it does not want its own volunteers who joined Islamic State as fighters, or it seems as wives, back into its own territory.
Shamima told Lloyd she was happy to meet a fellow Brit and to share her story, but she worried about her legal situation and what might happen to her child. Lloyd interviewed her in the camp's noisy office and posted the audio on the London Times website.
Now I'm over 18, so I might get charged with something. And what about the children, the women? What happened to them? What do you think might happen to my child? I don't want it to be taken away from me, or at least it's given to my family.
Shamima told Lloyd she's willing to do what's necessary to ensure her son's safety.
I'm more than happy to, like, you know, do what they want me to do, just as long as I can get back and settle down more comfortably with my child.
But after everything, Shamima told Lloyd that she has no regrets.
She was a confused young woman who was frightened. And I think just to use that one sentence she said, which is a classic London teenager's sentence, I've got no regrets. Whether she was at the stage of regret yet, she was certainly in grief and shock.
That was Anthony Lloyd of the Times of London, who found Shamima Begum in a refugee camp in Syria earlier this week.